Okay, so there's a glamour of personal ambition. That's kind of related to aspiration that we talked about. The glamour of independence. Now, that's an interesting one. Now, aren't we all supposed to be independent? Here's what he says about it. The glamour of a free and independent soul, the paradoxical idea and one which shows forgetfulness of the fact that the heresy of separativeness and aloneness and of independence is part of the world glamour. Okay? In other words, it's good to be an independent thinker, but if you're independent to the degree that you see yourself as separate from everybody else, that you are unable to see the connection with other souls, that you're unable to see the Christ in other people, if you're independent to that degree, and many ultra-conservatives have that problem. They're so fiercely independent that anything that's cooperative to any degree, they instinctively will reject. And this is one of the negative aspects of conservatism, is that they see themselves as isolated individuals that need to be free, so to speak. Now, freedom is really good, and the principle of freedom is something I teach a lot. But it has to be, to have maximum freedom, we have to realize that we're not completely independent of everybody else, so we're all connected. That connection has to be realized.
Can you think of anybody that described?
That's spiritually independent?
That has that.
Well, I don't want to say anybody who's we both know, but as individuals.
Oh,
let me see. Well, I would say.
I can. Can I say it if you don't want to?
I would say Ron Paul to a degree. As
really?
Far as politicians go.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't seem self-connected with liberals at all.
But he wants to do so much good in the world.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be...
With
the glamour, he seems to want to help, to make a difference.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he wants to make a difference. We all want to make a difference. But he sees himself as the individual is fiercely independent in his view. He doesn't connect himself with the group good very much.
And that would
the
be
group connection
because it causes separateness.
Yeah. And that's why it's kind of dangerous for me to pick on any individual, because people love or hate every politician you can bring up, you know.
Yeah.
But he is fiercely into the independent spirit of the individual. And you use the word cooperative with him, or socialism, or anything like that, he will automatically reject it. You know, he won't see any good in it at all.
Kind of reflected in his isolation.
Yeah. Yeah, I consider myself a libertarian because a libertarian wants maximum liberty, but I think a lot of people who call themselves libertarians are counter-liberty in quite a few ways. Because for maximum liberty, you do need a certain number of laws and rules and order and authority, but they all have to be put in with judgment to produce maximum liberty for everybody. And the ultra-conservatives just concentrate just on the individual freedom and not on the group freedom and not on the group connection. The ultra-liberals concentrate on just the group and nothing for the individual. So they're both wrong, and the truth is in the middle. We got to have freedom for the individual and also maximum freedom for the group, maximum connection with everybody else that operates in a positive way. Okay. The glamour of the work which you must do. That's an interesting one. Now, this could be maybe the work that you're involved in for a living. If you really have a job that's, say Troy, you're an attorney, right? Let's suppose Troy thinks, well, I'm an attorney. I'm a hotshot attorney like Johnny Crocker, man. And everybody says, yeah, he gets a chance every time he's talking to some, by the way, I'm an attorney, you know, and it throws that in, you know. And so that's a nice little piece of glamour that he could use, but I haven't seen him do that, so I think he's doesn't have a problem in that area. Now, with disciples and aspirants, this problem enters in a lot. I have this great work. It's all on my shoulders, and God's depending on me to get everything done. And so it makes him feel separate. It's all on his shoulders. It's not on Susie's shoulders or James' shoulders or Natalie's shoulders or Curtis's. That's all on my shoulders. You know, and this is a tremendous glamour a lot of disciples have. And when you meet a lot of people in the New Age movement, a lot of them feel weight of the world on their shoulders because, you know, the world is falling apart and they got to do something to bring us into the fifth dimension and to meet the space aliens and make everything work and bring peace on Earth. But like I say, all the glamours are built around good things. It's important to have a work where you do make a difference. But you're never alone in any work you do, and if you got to get other people involved and to do it with you, if you're doing something worthwhile, and everybody wants to be involved in some type of work for the good of humanity. Okay, this is an interesting one. Just got a few more minutes here, then we got to take off. The glamour of fatigue and disappointment over world conditions that leads to abortive work. That's an interesting one, because how many people look at the world and they say, boy, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to hell. I'm not even going to have any kids because I don't want them growing up in this terrible world. Right? What's the sense of me doing much? Because the world's going to... We're going to have a big apocalypse coming up soon, so might as well just eat, drink, and be merry, you know. And so this glamour of world conditions causes, again, a waste of time. And this is an important point he points out about glamour, is that it leads to a big waste of time for a lot of disciples. Okay, we'll cover this a little bit more when we come back, and then we'll go into meditations.
You know, that last one, I feel that a lot.
Yeah.
I feel overwhelmed, you know. There's so many problems in the world. How can we fix this?
Yeah.
And it oftentimes, like, paralyzes me to no action, you know.
Right. And that's a big problem for disciples is, I mean, how can we look at this world and not see problems and not be nervous about it? But he says, don't be nervous about it. Just proceed anyway. You know, proceed as if you're going to make good use of your time. If you make good use of your time and move ahead, even if the world falls apart, you didn't lose anything. And if the world doesn't fall apart, which it usually doesn't. But see, this is something that's bothered people from the beginning. In any age in history, people have been worried about the world having a big apocalypse and doom, and there's nothing they can do, so they might as well just surf the internet all day long.
Yeah, and it either paralyzes you to inaction or it makes you wish for Hercules, you know?
Yeah.
To show up and fix the thing that's too big.
Fix the thing that's too big for you.